views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And who doesn't like to join the conversation when it's always sunny?
It's always sunny's here. It's for the Always Sunny Show. How are you doing this morning, Jess?
I'm awesome. I mean, I'm always awesome when you're here.
Well, I'd love to hear that.
Here comes the sun.
You know,
maybe it's Here Comes Eldon.
Here. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm already here. I'm not coming. I'm here already.
All right. Well, listen, let's just talk about your shoes real quick. We're going to talk about barbecue, but the shoes.
My red velvet shoes. Yeah, it's part of the fit now, as they say.
You click your heels, and what do you say?
There's no place like Sonny's.
That's right.
There's no place like Sonny's. A little spin off of Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. You know, her red shoes, her magical shoes. So when you click the heels three times, and now all of a sudden you're at Sonny's.
I love it. Because
it's always Sonny's here.
Let's do it right now.
We carry the spirit of barbecue everywhere we go. How about that?
I mean,
does that work?
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
You walk around with a smile on your face forever, right?
Hey, there's no point in frowning, so turn that frown upside down. Have a good time.
And we talked about there's no such thing as angry barbecue either.
No.
Who wants that?
Who wants angry barbecue? We want to have a good time with our barbecue.
Absolutely. Let's remind everybody before we get in deep, because I want to talk a little bit about the catering today.
Yeah.
But I want to remind everybody of your location and how they can get in contact with
Absolutely.
You. Because I'll just get carried away into the barbecue land.
I got to talk about this real quick. Today is National Cuban Sandwich Day.
Oh, that's right.
And if you've never had a Sonny's Barbecue Cuban, I mean, what are you doing with your life? You know? I mean, so to celebrate National Cuban Sandwich Day, you can go by any of our Sonny's locations. You know, you get some good barbecue pulled pork on there, some sliced pork, some Swiss cheese, some mustard on garlic bread too.
Ooh.
That's the touch right there. So yeah, good Sonny's Barbecue Cuban. So come see us today at any of our local locations. So yes, we have our 9th Avenue location there, right there by the airport, located behind the AutoZone, kind of tucked away back there, nice and quaint, as they say. And then we have our Pine Forest location that's located technically on Shelley Road there behind the Tom Thumb and just south of the interstate. Then our Navy Boulevard location right at the end of Highway 98 where it intersects there with Navy Boulevard close to NAS. And our Pace, Florida location that is right in front of the Lowe's. The Lowe's home improvement store.
My favorite excuse to get Sonny's Barbecue.
I know, you say that every time.
Honey, let's go to
Your
Lowe's.
Home must be immaculate because you do come to Sonny's so much and hit our drive-thru. It's like weekend projects all the time. Like
Either that or like, I'm not sure. Let's go back to Lowe's next week.
Yes, we need the moth color, not the fuchsia.
I need to be certain.
Like your sunglasses are fuchsia. Is that fuchsia, technically?
I think so. I just like saying they're purple.
Yeah, purple. That works, too. Good red, purple, primary colors. We'll stick with those.
Right. So. I have blue ones, green ones. I mean, I don't have my red ones on for you
like
today,
it.
Though. I'm sorry.
Hey, if you've not noticed anything about me, I like some color coordination. That's why we got the shoes. Oh, you got purple on the shoes,
they
too. Nice touch.
My shoes,
nice
right,
touch.
Right? I'm going there.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're way off topic.
Sorry.
But, yes, all of our locations, the four locations. So we'd love to serve y'all there. So, obviously, every location has a drive-thru. So, if you're just needing to grab that Cuban sandwich today, real quick, just swing on through the drive-thru. Something about the drive-through. Every Monday, we do buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. Yep. That's a heck of a deal.
Sure is.
And, you know, you can grab those through any of our drive-throughs at, you know, every Monday at all four locations. So
I just like doing that because Chris will be like, oh, you bought me two sandwiches? Mm-hmm.
Yes, honey.
I did.
Yeah, because you do all that running and once you have all the energy.
I need to up my game and have like four.
Yeah.
Four of them.
Oh, I'm BOGO BOGO.
Right.
Yeah.
It would look really good.
Yep. And so then also we have dine-in at every location, and a couple of our locations have banquet rooms, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Oh, cool.
And that what we do on radio, we plug the show for a little
plug
bit later so that they listen and tune in.
Yeah. And I do the sound effects with ridiculous noises. Hey, plug it.
If you hadn't noticed, I like a little bit ridiculous.
I was going to say, let's just talk ridiculous really quick.
Yeah.
We have a little pig, and we have a chicken.
A pig and a chicken. Little piggies and chickens. Look at there.
If you're Facebook living this,
you can
follow
me on Facebook, Eldon Scott. So, yeah, so I'll hand you one of those.
Awesome.
So these pigs and chickens, what we do with these is a lot of events that we go to, we actually throw these out as giveaways. So if you're out at the Blue Wahoos, which we are partners with, and if you don't know, you can get Sonny's Barbecue out on the Blue Wahoos party decks. I know the season's wrapping up.
Yeah.
But, you know, thinking about next year, you're trying to treat your employees and have a good event. You know, the team there at the Wahoos, when they have the party decks, they can do hamburgers, hot dogs. But as an upgrade, if you'd like, you can also cater Sonny's Barbecue out on the party deck for the Blue Wahoos.
I mean,
a lot of people don't know that.
A game, a gorgeous, like, yeah. Scenery is amazing.
Yeah.
And barbecue.
Yeah.
From Sonny's.
It's a win-win.
I think any employer right now should get on that.
Yeah. Baby back ribs, pulled pork, you know, the choice is yours. So you can do that. So at the baseball games, also at some of the University of West Florida football games. So we throw these out at those games as well. And PSC games for some of the basketball games, we throw these out. So if you're ever at one of the football games and you hear, say, Sonny's Barbecue and you can win a free prize, watch out for flying pigs.
They literally. Won't hurt, though. I hit myself on the head.
Yeah,
with
they're
chicken.
Like stress balls. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, they're like stress balls.
I really
balls.
Need barbecue.
I call them rainy day pigs.
Oh, okay.
Because everybody likes them so much that they want to keep them. But it's for a free pork plate. So it's like this catch-22. Like, I want to keep the cute pig, but do I want my pork sandwich? You know?
Well,
so it's like this. So I call it the rainy day pig. Like, hey, listen, if times are tough, you go turn in your rainy day pig and you can – you know, get you a free pork sandwich at
plate
at Sonny's Barbecue. Yeah.
That is awesome. I think that we're going to talk about catering, but in the meantime, I think that we should do the giveaway so that we can get that out of the way because we're going to have a little bit of an exciting giveaway after we talk about catering. But let's do the pork and tenders family meal. It's pork and a gallon of sweet tea. It's a 38.28
value. This is something we knew we were doing. Yep. So this is something new that we're doing for our Sonny's Barbecue stores. So this is actually available Sonny's wide. So we're what I call the expanded Southeast. So this is a full promotion for all Sonny's everywhere. And so it's called the Pork and Tenders Family Meal. And so basically you're getting a full pound of pulled pork. And they actually just upgraded it. So
it's
a couple of, we had some feedback and said, hey, four tenders isn't enough. So they actually upgraded to six jumbo tenders.
Awesome.
And then your sides and then you know, for this giveaway, I'm throwing in a gallon of sweet tea. So,
I mean, four tenders is never enough. You can eat those four, and then you have two left over.
Yeah.
Because I'm sad when my tenders are gone.
Yeah. But you can always come back.
That's right. That's true.
You can always come back.
But, so let's,
so,
the first person, third person, fifth person to text in. What do you think?
Sixth person.
Sixth
because
person.
Because six tenders.
Six tenders.
Six person
you're
to text
brilliant.
In. Yep. Six person to text in. What are they texting in, Jess?
It's always Sonny's here.
It's always Sonny's here. So six person to text in. It's Sonny's. It's always Sonny's here is going to get that pork and tenders family meal. And we appreciate y'all texting in. I'm sure it's coming pretty quick. It's been there's somebody text me. Well, wrong line. What's the number that they text to, Jess?
The text line is 850-437-1620. And it doesn't vibrate when they text in, but your phone did.
Yep.
So I was like,
somebody text me. So that's the wrong number. So give them the number again.
Wow, it's getting hot here.
All right.
One, two, three, four. What's it?
Done?
Two more.
Next two people. The next person.
I mean, is it cheating if you text again?
I don't know.
We've got
you're the official rule maker, so I don't want to say that that's not allowed.
Well, we already got a winner.
Okay.
Should I click on the right one? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to text this person because I don't know your name.
Wonderful. All right.
So I don't know your name, but I'm going to text you back, and I'm going to ask you for a little bit of information in a few minutes. So if you can text me back, that would be awesome. That's so exciting. And text me your name because I want to announce your name. I want to announce the winner.
Yeah, got to announce the winner. Well, speaking of winners.
Winters or winners?
Well, winter. Winter is coming. I've seen pumpkin spice latte has been rolling out. You know.
Oh my God! Are you a smoking spice person?
You know,
I can't even say
I'm not a big. I mean, I have love in my heart for pumpkin spice latte, but I'm not the biggest fan. It's okay.
Randy Wilkins.
Congratulations, Randy.
Woo!
We need one of those buttons.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be great. That would be too much fun.
Do it again.
And then but then it would probably be the whole show, so that might not be a good idea.
True.
Well, so speaking of winning, I was talking about, Sonny's Catering. If you want to win, call us. We'd love to help you with your catering. Serve you a great meal. Yesterday, I don't know if you've heard. I know I've actually some of your whole cat crew was there yesterday. Brent and Mel were over there at the Emmanuel Baptist Church over in Pace for the 100th anniversary celebration of United Way.
Yes.
So we had their annual banquet. Miss Mel did a wonderful job emceeing the event. She didn't want to eat too much. She was worried. She had a little nerves, right, at the beginning. So she ate a little mac and cheese, and then she got her full plate afterwards. So I understand that. So I always get a little nerves doing big caterings too, so I totally get it. We served a little over 200 people yesterday. At that event over in the Emmanuel Baptist Church Fellowship Hall. It was a great event. It was very well decorated. I also joined them a couple, probably 2 months back for the Kentucky Derby, which Brent emceed, and it was great. That was so much fun. It was up on the new building, or is it at Pensacola State College, the new building there up on their little, I don't know what it's called, rotunda, the deck up there on like the third floor. It's such a cool spot. So it was a great time celebrating with all the things that United Way does for the community. They got some great programs, and then also supporting other nonprofits through, their fundraising efforts. So they partner with other programs. Ms. Mary Zaladonis, who I've known for a long time, has kind of shared with me more in depth of, all the different things that United Way does for the community and how they do it. And then something that a lot of people don't know, she actually heads up this program, is free tax services. So free. I know it's not tax season. Well, it's coming. If you filed an extension, it's still tax season.
if you're a new business and have not filed your taxes, it's still tax season.
Now, they help, persons. They don't do businesses. But if you're in need of assistance for getting taxes done, they offer a free service. So you can find. I'm sure you can find out more information at United Way, their website. I'm drawing a blank on what it is right now. I don't want to give you the wrong one. But Ms. Jess is going to hop on the Googles.
It's our research department.
Just going to hop on the Googles and give us the website so you can find out about that. For some reason, you need to do that. But it's a great program, and we are honored to be a part of their special day to help them celebrate their 100th anniversary. And we had a little pulled pork, a little sliced turkey.
They just do amazing things.
Yeah, they do good stuff.
Are we doing the www dot?
Yeah, www.
UWF.org. That's www.UWF.org. Or you can just Google United Way of West Florida.
Good God, that's a lot of W's.
Like my research department.
That's a lot of W's.
It's a lot of W's.
So, we do a lot of catering here in the community for, anything from lunch and learns where you got, 10, 15 people to 200 of Friday night, or not Friday night, last night, today's Friday, not yesterday, was Friday. Thursday night, we went to UWF. We basically did a catering for about 500 students there. So they had what was called Raquella, and so that was a promo that the University of West Florida did for their students, their incoming students, to be able to learn about all the recreational facilities that they had there on campus. So it was a really good time. Slung a whole bunch of pulled pork and sliced turkey sandwiches for all the kiddos there, some coleslaw and some potato salad. And so it was a great event. They had a DJ out there. It was a lot of fun. So, anything from, like I said, those lunch and learns to to big, you know, shindigs that you need to throw. Yeah. We're going to have a crew out there. We're going to take care of you, serve some great barbecue.
Wedding, and, baby shower.
Weddings. We do a ton of weddings.
We talked about divorces last week.
Yes. And if you got into a divorce and you need to throw a party, call me.
And I actually kind of like there's three different ways that you can cater.
Yeah.
So you can pick up.
Pick up.
Delivery.
Just pick up is our cheapest option.
Yep.
If you're trying to get, you know, as budget friendly as you can, obviously, you know, if you're going to handle, you know, the service side of it, then, you know, that's the best way to kind of stretch the budget and feed more people. So you can do catering, you know, for pickup. Then we also do just drop off delivery. We do a drop-off delivery. We try to set it up real nice for you, have it, you know, ready to go. And then we do full setup and serve. So we do full service catering. So we'll come in, set everything up, do all the serving, do all the cleanup, and take care of everything from start to finish, make sure everybody gets fed and everybody's got good full bellies with some good Sonny's barbecue.
Bring the fun.
Yeah. And if you want more information about Sonny's Catering, you can go sonnyscatering.com. And if you want to be official, it's www.sonnyscatering.com, and you can see more information there about all the different things to do. Something that a lot of people don't know, and this is where the whole cowboy hat started. We did a fundraiser for Favor House. It was at the Equestrian Center.
Yep.
And we sampled prime rib for about 400 people that were there, and a lot of people don't know that we do prime rib.
I mean, whew, you just upped the game with a prime rib.
Prime rib. So slow smoked prime rib with good post oak. And so, you know, it's about, I don't want to give away the secrets. I won't tell you how long. But it's delicious.
It's no
cooked
joke.
To a nice medium rare and served up with some horseradish sauce. So if you got an event that you want to show off a little bit, we can take care of you on that. And honestly, it's a great price, you know.
Right. Well, here's the other thing, too. If you don't like, I'm sorry, if you don't like pork and beef and all that sort of stuff, but if you're a fish eater, there's smoked salmon even.
We even have
so it's something for
salmon.
Everyone.
Yep. Ooh. For sure. Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, that's the other one. I'm not a big fish guy personally. I prefer beef. You know, I'm
salmon's just, good. Smoked
brisket's my go-to. You know,
you surprise me. You don't look like a brisket.
I don't
man.
Look like a brisket guy. Jeez, got to work on that.
I mean, barbecue taco bar.
Tacos, yep. We do tacos. Done a few breakfast caterings. I know that sounds crazy, but my boss gave me a recipe when I first started, and we did brisket burritos for breakfast with a little eggs and onions and peppers, some hash browns in them. They're pretty delicious.
Click those heels. I want to go right now.
No place like Sonny's. There's no place like Sonny's. We got four locations to serve you.
That's right. And my favorite is the one in Pace. But you all taste good.
Yeah. They do a great job, you know, system-wide. You know, they have good planning and recipes in place for all of our pit masters to be able to produce a consistent product across the board, whether you go into Sonny's at Navy Boulevard or 9th Avenue or in, you know, Gainesville, Florida. You're going to get a good quality product that you can count on to be delicious and filling at the same time.
I mean, that's why you've lasted so long in this community.
Yeah.
Forever. You have a question.
All right.
What do you have for vegans?
Vegans. Well.
He's sweating. Sweat is coming down.
We have salad. So we can build a custom salad. You know, that's something that we can do. We build custom salads.
Baked potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Now, sweet potatoes typically does come with butter. So depends on how much of a purist you are as vegan. Some vegans won't do butter. Some will. You know, I made it. That's kind of a, you know, personal choice type thing. But, you know, that the salads are probably the best go-to. Honestly, our steamed broccoli is delicious. So
actually,
we do.
That's what I have.
We do steamed broccoli.
I think we
might have the best broccoli out of any restaurant that I think I've ever been to. Like, I think
we need
again, not giving away the trade secrets,
right.
But our broccoli is fantastic.
But there are some options, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I got a text from somebody the other day who was trying to be more conscious of their food choices, and they said their go-to now, they do sliced turkey and our broccoli, you know, because they're like, hey, the broccoli is so good, the sliced turkey is so good. I know sliced turkey is not vegan technically, but, you know.
I think
the broccoli is the go-to.
I'm pretty sure that Tim Walz told his daughter the other day that broccoli is vegan, that turkey counts.
Turkey counts?
She's like, I'm vegan. He's like, it's turkey.
It's turkey, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not the judge on those things. So.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, and we understand that people have, you know, make their personal choices when we're doing big caterings. We definitely try to be conscientious of that. We did, Mr. Quinbro was in here a couple weeks ago with us, and we did a catering for Pensacola, goodness, Leap. Leadership Pensacola.
Yes.
I haven't said it backwards. Leadership Pensacola. We did the lunch catering for that for their kickoff event. And, you know, they had some special requests. And so we just accommodated those. You know, we had the whole spread for everybody. And then we made sure we had the special requests taken care of, set aside. You know, when we're feeding big crews like that.
Yep.
We definitely try to take the extra time and effort to make sure that those people are taken care of because we want them to feel special too. So that's what we're about. We're about Southern hospitality. And what better it is, you know, everybody's got different reasons for different things. And we just try to treat everybody with a little bit of kindness and just, you know, accommodate every way we can possibly accommodate.
Yeah. You know, we do have another question on the text line, but I want to put out the offering you have.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do
the next giveaway before we run out of time.
Yeah, I don't want to run out of time.
Yeah, we've been talking about catering. So here's what we're going to do.
Let's do it.
We're going to give away $100 off of a $500 catering for the fifth person that texts in catering. So we're going to go number five this time. We're counting it down. Six last time.
Yep.
The fifth person to text in catering is going to get $100 off their next catering of $500 or more. And so that could apply to a drop-off or a pickup catering, a delivery catering, or even a setup and serve. So $100
Perfect.
Off, fifth person, the text in catering is going to get that. Which
and
kind
of cater your next family function.
Cater the next family. We do it all the time.
You know?
Like I said, we've done a lot of funerals, weddings.
Yep.
I mean, hey, if you got a divorce party you're throwing, let's do it.
I say that sounds fun.
Let's do it. I mean, sometimes the closing of a chapter is a reason to celebrate.
Absolutely. Let me get to one of the questions we have. Goodness gracious. I see three catering. One, two, three, four. One more.
What's the question?
Okay, so the question is, were you affected by the food recalls this past month, Boar's Head and Purdue? Both had major recalls.
We are not part of either of those recalls. So Boar's Head is not ours, and then Purdue is also not part of ours either. So no issues there. So we are good to go. And I definitely heard about the Boar's Head one. That was kind of crazy.
Ooh, but you want to know what
the that's part of the. And this is the great thing, you know, with Sonny's. We have not. I mean, yes, we're a local franchise, and we have local owners here. But we also have the support of a big team. So we are all constantly getting bulletins and updates and things of that nature. We got great partners on the food product side, so we've not had any been tied into any of those issues. So.
You want to know what the really great thing about that question was?
Yeah,
they also texted in strategically.
Yeah,
with the word catering,
and they're the fifth. They're the fifth person.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Oh, congratulations.
All right, that's awesome. Send me your name, your phone number, email address, and mailing address.
And we'll get that taken care of.
Kyle, congratulations.
All right, Kyle.
All right.
Winner, winner, pork plate dinner.
Winner, winner, Sonny's dinner.
Well, and one last thing I want to make sure we touch on, too, is that we do have banquet rooms here in our Pensacola area. So our 9th Avenue location has a banquet room in the back that can accommodate up to 40 people. Typically what we do on that, we set it up as a buffet style. With too many people because we want to be conscientious of folks' time, that we set it up buffet style so they're able to get fed in adequate time versus putting individual orders. So anybody over any groups over 15, we set up banquet style in the banquet room. So
awesome.
And then our Navy Boulevard location, we can host up to 75 there. So
You
got all your holiday parties coming up. You know, you got end of the year, you know, companies trying to treat their employees to something that's a little bit different. Don't throw them a pizza party. Give us
a
call at Sonny's. Yeah, and you can find us on the Googles.
On the Googles.
Your closest location. We've got those four locations to serve you here in Pensacola. We appreciate y'all listening to the show. I hope y'all have a great, great weekend. It's going to be a nice one, I think.
I mean, it's gorgeous now.
But you know what it is? It's always Sonny's here.
It is always sunny here.
There's no place like Sunny's. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you for coming in.
Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.